Before tonight's breaking news, one of the week's biggest stories involved the January 6th Capitol riot and the punishment for one of the most visible rioters who calls himself QAnon Shaman and walked into the Capitol that day wearing a fur hat, horns, face paint, even while carrying an American flag.
And joining us live now with our weekly update on the Capitol riot prosecutions is NBC4's investigative reporter Scott McFarlane. And Scott, the QAnon Shaman gets the biggest sentence yet in these cases, 3 years, 5 months behind bars. So what are the major takeaways?
There's a lot of takeaways, Dale. First of all, this is a distinctive defendant because he was wearing Viking horns, red, white, and blue face paint and furs and was half naked in the Capitol. He is, to the January 6th Capitol riots, his defense lawyer says, what the swoosh is to Nike. He's like the face of it. So he gets about 3.5 years in prison. Now, though he's distinctive, Dimitri and Dale, he's actually facing a similar set of charges to dozens, if not hundreds, of other defendants. So there's a big canary in the coal mine here. If he gets 3.5 years, does that make the other defendants more likely or less likely to take their own guilty plea or take their shot at trial before a DC jury? We're about to see over the coming weeks and months whether he sets a pattern or breaks a pattern of plea deals.
Now, the trial schedule, as you alluded to, is coming into focus now over the winter. What do you see in February and March?
On the calendar, there are trials for February and March, but color me skeptical, Dimitri, because there is a big problem that's existing in these January 6th cases. It's evidence. It is an unprecedented amount of evidence that has to be gathered, organized, and shared with all parties involved. This is the largest criminal investigation in U.S. history, which means the mountain of evidence is unsurpassed in its height. And getting it ready has proven to be difficult. Getting it organized. You know, there's 10,000 hours of Capitol security video. If you and I sat down to watch that, Dimitri, it would take us until 2023 to finish it. That's what they have to get ready before trial. So those could slide deeper into 2022.
And Scott, the DC jail is now part of the controversy. This time it's the COVID vaccination disputes among the January 6th inmates being held there.
Yeah, this is a hot mess, Del. There's 41 U.S. Capitol riot defendants in the D.C. jail, according to my latest reporting. And many of them are seeking to get released, arguing that the conditions in the D.C. jail are subpar. Among the things they've argued is that, you know, they can't get access to a haircut, to a shower, to family visits. But they can't get access to those things because, with only a few exceptions, those inmates are unvaccinated, according to a defense lawyer's filing, and the vaccination status makes some of these services difficult for DC to provide. So that's part of the battle that's going on, Del and Dimitri, between the jail, the inmates, and the court system. It's just another layer of legal filings and challenges that threatens to slow down these cases.
We wish you a nice, quiet weekend, Scott. Thank you for everything.
Of course.
NBC4 investigative reporter Scott McFarlane.